I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. You know, I love these citizen science projects. We had a great one last year with the 17-year cicadas, and I know that there's one going on right now. I think it's called Bumblebee Watch.
Yeah, Bumblebee Watch. In fact, I've had bumblebees on the brain lately. I was wandering around the woods, and of course, I noticed several queen bumblebees flying very low over the ground. The bumblebees you see right now are queens. They're the mated queens that overwintered looking for a new spot to make a nest.
You can tell them visually at a distance?
They're the only ones that are out now.
Oh.
Yeah. All the workers are dead. The colonies only persist for 1 year. So any bumblebee that you see bright and early in the season, that's a queen. She's out and about looking for a nest site, and depending on the species, that could be in a grass tussock, it could be right on the surface of the ground, or more often, they're down in abandoned rodent burrows. They will create these little waxen cups and lay their eggs in them, and the whole process goes from there. Now, bumblebee colonies, they're very social insects, but their colonies are much smaller. The reproductive cycles are very closely controlled by the queen. She is the only one capable of laying fertilized eggs that will develop into future workers and future queens. But the workers are capable of laying eggs that are haploid. They only have one genetic complement from a parent, and those are all male. So that's where the drones come from, is the workers laying eggs.
If you go to Bumblebee Watch, you can identify, perhaps, the...
Well, Bumblebee Watch is this great new citizen science project that's co-sponsored by a number of organizations trying to get a handle on the current state of bumblebees, not only here in the United States, but around the world. Bumblebees are in trouble. We hear a lot about European honeybees and the problems they're having, and that's all true. But there's a lot more attention being paid now to the thousands of native species of bees that are found here in North America, bumblebees being a part of that contingent. They are succumbing to the same pressures that other insects are: habitat degradation, pesticide use, lack of food, and now they're finding in some areas that the diseases that are affecting honeybees are now being transferred to the native bumblebee populations. Scientists are very interested in finding out where bumblebees are, where the species are currently distributed, and citizen scientists have an opportunity to contribute to this study by logging on to bumblebeewatch.org. And you could submit photographs of bumblebees you find in your yard or garden or park or in the woods. They provide information on identifying your bumblebee, and then it'll be verified by an expert. All those little data points will become part of this project. There's a fantastic new book that just came out, Bumblebees of North America, and it's an absolutely gorgeous. It has some great diagrammatic illustrations to help you identify the different species of bumblebees and their distribution maps and information about plants that they're associated with, what flowers they like to pollinate, and so on. So there's a lot of information that's out there. And now you have a chance to participate in a real scientific study.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.